what is blue light and why are their glasses designed to block it?
Well, blue light is part of the visible spectrum of light. So light which we can't see are things like ultraviolet or infrared. And then between about 420 nanometers to about 800, we can see light. And between about 422, 480 nanometers is the spectrum which is called blue light.
Is there a real known advantage, such as it were, to wearing glasses that filter this blue light out?
Right. So it all depends on what kind of advantage you're looking for. So I think most of the manufacturers have come to realize that they can't really claim that it's necessarily protecting your eye health. So you'll notice that most of the times the claim is more about comfort. And so I guess if you've got people wearing them and they feel more comfortable, then you can make a claim saying that people are more comfortable wearing blue blocking lenses. But other than that, there isn't a lot of evidence for some of the other ideas that you were mentioning. So I think one of the ideas you're mentioning about is about helping you sleep better. And there have been studies which have found that blue blocking lenses can do that. But those are lenses which effectively look quite orange. So it's not necessarily the same type of blue blocking lenses that you may get that are commercially available. So blue blocking is not really an accurate term because it's saying that we're blocking all the blue light, and those would be very orange or yellow looking lenses. But often a lot of the blue blocking lenses you can get from, you know, your optometrist or the shop, they only block a very tiny proportion of blue light. And so when we did a study, we found that it was some manufacturers block maybe 10% of the blue light and some may block more, up to 40%. So there's a lot of variation in the amount of blue light that's blocked by the different lenses that are available.
And even in terms of those advantages, so say we've got these very orange glasses that may block out blue light, and that may have some benefits towards sleep patterns. Do we have a real link between the likes of eye strain and the kind of damage that can be caused by eyes by too much screen time and blue light specifically?
There really isn't, mainly because the blue light that's emitted from the screen is many orders of magnitude lower than blue light that you would get from just walking around outdoors. So I guess the advantage in terms of being able to sleep is that, you know, our visual system is designed to know that blue light means that there is sunlight. So our indoor light often has a lot less blue light than sunlight. And so if it's very sunny and we're outdoors, then obviously we're more alert. But if we're looking at something indoors and it's got a lot of blue light, then it might trick our visual system into thinking that it's daytime. Okay. So I guess if you were just to wear the blue light, blue blocking lenses just before you wanted to go to sleep, then you might find some advantage. But if you're actually wearing it when you're at work, you know, what's actually happening there? Are we making ourselves drowsy? Like, so I think there's a lot of unasked questions. Unanswered questions about, you know, the necessity of it for most of the day.
So would it be fair to say this is by and large a marketing ploy that is unsupported by the science in terms of the lenses that are actually being sold, these less extreme versions of these lenses?
Yes, the less extreme versions probably don't do very much at all. And we also found that even, I guess, if you're above the age of 40, our own lenses, so inside our eyes we've got crystalline lenses, and they become gradually more yellow, and you might have even heard of cataracts. So people who have got yellowed lenses or cataracts definitely won't benefit from these blue blocking lenses, because you've already got blue blocking lenses in your own eyes. So possibly the only people who might really need it, like if anyone needed it, would be maybe very young children who do not have yellow lenses. But then there's also evidence which says that, you know, we do need all the colours of the spectrum. Otherwise, you know, how will our eyes grow normally? And we do know that outdoor time is good to prevent myopia, for example, in young kids.
And just generally speaking, I mean, if we are concerned about the likes of eye strain and eye health, are there preventative things that we can actually do besides buying these sort of marketed glasses?
Yes, there was a recent study also at the University of New South Wales, and they actually measured people using these smartphones and devices for long periods of time. And the main effect seemed to just be fatigue. So it seems to be like pointing both of your eyes at a close object for long periods of time will make you feel tired. There weren't really any other changes that occurred to the eyes. Also, when computers first came around, we had lots of computer vision screenings, and all of them have shown that the only thing that may happen is that you might get tired, and it's just because of focusing. So I think it's just taking that break regularly and looking at something far away to allow your eyes to divert, like to just look straight ahead instead of look very close all the time. That's probably the best thing. Also, ergonomically, you just need the screen at the right height and without having reflections or glare behind it. So all of those things, I think, would help you a lot more than having the blue blocking lenses.
Fabulous. Well, May, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Okay, thank you.